This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 271 for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Glenn Hallett. Ice canola futures are easing back on Thursday morning as pressure from comparable oils erases gains that were likely from bargain hunting. The March canola contract gives up $2.50 at $578.30 per ton, and the May contract loses $2.20 at $587.20. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with most European rapeseed contracts, are trying to cap further losses. Global crude oil prices are on the rise, lending some support to vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar turns around on Thursday morning as the loonie jumps to 74.19 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.8. The United States Department of Agriculture announces its initial projections for the 2024-25 crop year at its 100th annual Outlook Forum. The USDA forecast planted soybean acres rising to 87.5 million. Production is expected to be 4.5 billion bushels, with ending stocks at 435 million. The USDA expects planted corn acres of 91 million, providing 15.04 billion bushels. The carryout is to increase to 2.53 billion bushels. Planted wheat acres are projected to be 47 million, with production of 1.9 billion bushels and a carryover of 769 million. The USDA issues its export sales report, and for the week ending February 8th, soybean sales are nearly 354,000 tons of old crop plus 24,000 of new crop. Soy meal export sales include more than 203,000 tons of old crop plus 500 of new crop. There were no soy oil sales for the week. U.S. corn export sales are about 1.31 million tons of old crop and 2,300 of new crop. Wheat sales exceeded 349,000 tons of old crop and 48,000 of new crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Thursday morning. The March contract adds 2 cents at $11.72 per bushel. March soy meal is up $2.10 at $345.40 per short ton. But March soy oil loses almost 6 tenths of a cent at 45.79 cents per pound. Chicago corn is steady to lower, with its March contract unchanged at $4.24 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower as well, with its March contract unchanged at $3.82. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago March losing 4 cents at 582. Kansas City March slips 2 cents at 586. And Minneapolis March gives up a half cent at 662. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.